This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the Manor of Farmington Hills. Patient first name is Robin, R-O-B-I-N. Last name is Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N. Date of birth is 8/27/1962. Date of evaluation is 5/3/2023. HPI history page, complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 60 years old divorced female who was admitted here on 4/30/2023 upon transfer from Ascension Hospital, Providence. Patient's chart indicates history of UTI, comma, fibromyalgia, comma, rheumatoid arthritis, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, spinal stenosis, depression, period. Patient reports multiple medical problems which have gotten worse in the past year or so. She reports that last year she went into coma and was paralyzed for several weeks. Period. She reports a history of multiple surgeries. Including spinal surgery, and reports that her both knees were replaced. Patient reports that she was at another nursing facility, Mission Point, for 6-7 months, but reports that she did not like the way they ran the facility. Period. Patient alleged molestation by a CNA when she was there. Period. Reports that she came home but had deterioration of her condition and was apparently throwing blood and was unable to move, leading to going back to Ascension Providence Hospital. Next paragraph, patient reports long history of depression, anxiety, insomnia, and reports that she was under care of Dr. Parks, but has not seen him in a year because of her physical ailments. Period. She reports that she has been taking Sertralin, Buspar, and melatonin for a long time, but generally good response and without any adverse effects. Period. She does not want to change her medications. She denies any history of manic symptoms or psychotic symptoms. Here, no history of PTSD, but reports OCD type symptoms, and acknowledged that she used to count in a ritualistic way. Next paragraph. A review of systems on general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergy, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, prior history of alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Next paragraph, prior outpatient treatment helpful, yes. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Next paragraph, prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, high school, current occupation, not working, relationship, current relationship, divorce, number of children, one daughter. Next paragraph, legal issues are not known. Next paragraph, medical record lab, diagnostic test, vehicular form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, under review of histories and habits, under common C, medical, surgical history as reported in HPI, save that information. Next paragraph, under mental status examination, blood pressure is 140 over 80, pulse 97, pulse 78, respiration 18. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric, thought process intact, thought content, no thoughts of harm to self, others, perceptual disturbances, none. Next paragraph, level of consciousness, alert, oriented to person, place, time with the normal, memory, recent and remote, with the normal attention, with the normal fund of knowledge, with the normal judgment and insight intact. Next paragraph, under medications, the current medications, Seroquel 25 milligram at bedtime. Sertraline 50 milligram once a day, and melatonin 5 milligram QHS. Under assessment, major depressive disorder, recurrent, moderate, have 33.1. Under plans, continue current medications. Period patient strongly believes that Seroquel has improved her mood and does not see the need for any dose reduction or discontinuation of Seroquel, even though there is no evidence of psychosis. She understands risks and benefits of current medications and consented to continuation of current medications. Next paragraph, orders and under disposition, notify our service for any changes in mood or behavior in your concerns. Next paragraph, check. Patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential side effects. Methods for monitoring will include examination and report of the patient and consultation with the interdisciplinary team, including interested members of patient's family. Orders and procedure 99305 under supplemental administrative, check risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of antipsychotics, SSRI, risk benefit statement and decision to treat. In my determination, the above referenced risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment and potential consequences of harm to herself and others. End of dictation.